You're listening to SBS News.
On the 6th of December in the year 2000, the Howard government released its highly anticipated white paper called Defence 2000, Our Future Defence Force. It marked Australia's first significant official recognition of cybersecurity as a new challenge that posed a national security threat. 2 decades later, sectors of government, including education, health, and essential service providers, are among those being targeted by a sophisticated cyber operator. Prime Minister Scott Morrison refuses to publicly name the foreign entity responsible for the sustained cyber attacks.
The Australian government is not making any public attribution about these matters. We, though, are very confident that this is the actions of a state-based actor. We have not gone any further than that. I can't control what speculation others might engage in on this issue or, frankly, or any other. I've simply laid out the facts as we know them and as we've disclosed today.
Tom Urin is a senior analyst at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says there are only 6 nations recognised to have those capabilities for such a breach.
So there's a small number of states that could do it at this scale. So Russia, China, the US, the UK. If the US wanted something from us, they would just ask. Similarly, the UK. China has a history of stealing intellectual property, trade secrets, diplomatic and military secrets going back 20 years. So they have the previous history of doing it, and I think it's almost certain that it's them.
According to the Prime Minister, investigations conducted so far haven't revealed any large-scale personal data breaches, although work is being done to stop the threat against organisations and individuals. Mr. Morrison says the prominence of cyber activity is increasing.
This activity is targeting Australian organisations across a range of sectors, including all levels of government, industry, political organisations, education, health, essential service providers, and operators of other critical infrastructure.
The Australian Cybersecurity Centre is a federal government's leading agency on national cybersecurity. It says the internet has become the place where everyone conducts their business and social lives. Thus, Senator Rex Patrick says it is important to be open about cyber attacks.
There is some secrecy required in order to be able to properly combat cyber attacks, but we should have as much transparency in terms of broad descriptions of what has happened and a call out of who is in fact conducting these attacks.
A cyber attack is a malicious and deliberate attempt to breach an information system of an individual or organisation. In most cases, the attacker seeks some type of benefit from the disruption of the victim's network. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says all Australians need to be aware of the risk and protect their personal online systems.
Cybersecurity is a shared responsibility of us all. For further advice on how to protect yourself from cyber threats, I urge all Australians today to visit cyber.gov.au for all of the information you need to keep your organisation and your family safe online.
Authorities are warning Australians to be aware of their personal accounts and protect their online information, as this isn't the first time the country has dealt with cybersecurity breaches. In 2018, a large-scale cyber attack on Facebook saw detailed personal information of over 60,000 Australians exposed. Hackers gained access to information about users' hometowns, birthdays, work history, education, Facebook search history, emails, phone numbers, gender, and religious statuses. In November 2019, an annual report by the Australian Digital Health Agency revealed at least 37 data breaches involving the federal government's My Health record system. 2 of the cases involved unauthorised access by clinicians suspected of Medicare fraud. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says cyber attacks are a real issue in the country.
I have received, of course, significant briefings at regular intervals, including I think I've received a couple in the last month. when I've been in Canberra. And what the evidence is that these attacks are expected to be more often.
The latest attack is a reminder to all Australians to be cyber aware, especially during the coronavirus pandemic, where more people are working from home. Cybersecurity experts say a crisis presents many opportunities for cybercriminals to flex their creativity with new tricks. Westpac is warning Australians to be aware of a Zoom boom, where uninvited participants can join online video conferencing meetings. Other examples of cyber traps during the pandemic include clicking on unofficial COVID-19 hotspot maps. These traps contain malware that harvests your personal data. Text messages impersonating the government are also on the rise, and scammers are offering a paid service to help you access your super early. Senator Patrick says China has reason to use hacking as a possible retaliation to Australia's calls for an international investigation into the origins of the coronavirus.
Certainly there could be motive from China. It could be part of their current pushback in relation to the COVID-19 issues that have been raised by the Prime Minister.
China has rejected suggestions it is responsible for the cyber attack. Authorities say the claims are totally baseless and nonsense. Sonia Lal, SBS News.